We're not seeing a lot of improvement. It's so much shooting. There's so much mayhem along the border. One thing that should also be mentioned is that there was an arrest in the killing of an American consular official a week or two back. And that shows some progress. But, you know, it also demonstrated the chaos of the drug war that's going on, because the consular official and some of these shootings of individuals, students, and just bystanders are the result of mistaken identity. That's what may have happened in Torreon in the restaurant shoot-up that killed 17 people. The local narco chieftain may have ordered a hit, and the gunman went to the wrong location and just shot and killed people. And, you know, these narco chieftains don't exactly verify their suspicions before they act. So, you know, it's just a dangerous situation for all civilians, anyone on the street, and people in general.
Jeez. Now, we see the ramp up of the National Guard troops assigned to the border of Arizona, and I believe California is set to arrive in Arizona anyway on August 1st. But we've talked about this before. It's important to make the distinction. These Guard troops are not going down there to literally guard the border.
Exactly. And we had a precedent in this back in 2006 when President George Bush ordered Operation Jumpstart and sent troops down to the border. And in that time period, what they were supposed to do was sort of fill in the gap until the Border Patrol hired more agents. And they were supposed to assist in building that great wall of the southwest border, which they did. And they helped a lot. They're not empowered to make arrests. They don't shoot at anyone. But they do add capabilities and support that the Border Patrol can use. And, you know, this is everything from simply filling out paperwork to analyzing intelligence to observing areas that the Border Patrol may not have eyes on. It's all part of yet another effort to secure the border. These things happen in waves. Some of it is politically motivated, and some of it is motivated by the demands of people in the area for greater protection and greater federal presence.
What's the latest headcount for National Guard troops we know are going to be headed along the border?
I believe it's in the hundreds. My understanding is it's going to be an additional 300 Border Patrol agents and port inspectors going down to Tucson, another 100 people from the Department of Homeland Security, from Immigration and Customs Enforcement will be going down there. There has been talk of a 1,200 troop contingent.
And tying this back into this drug cartel wars that are going on, not just in the Mexican border, it's extended into other places now, but the National Guard troops presence down there and even our own Border Patrol, with or without their help, it doesn't seem like they're in a position to do anything about these ongoing gangland attacks and killings over the drug trade.
Right. Well, what you have and what has been dangerous is that there has been some shooting over on the American side of the border. This against the lone Border Patrol agents and so forth. And there have been reports, and I've heard stories, of actual Mexican army incursions into U.S. territory. The drug lords bribe the Mexican military to provide escort for their, you know, drug shipments into the United States. And there's the potential for really dangerous confrontations. But by and large, the National Guard is not there to fire back. They're not there to shoot. And sometimes they have carried unloaded weapons. A lot of their equipment, at least during Operation Jumpstart, was Vietnam era, so they didn't have the latest equipment. But it's there for support. It's there to help out the Border Patrol, and it does. Certainly that was the experience in Operation Jumpstart. So it adds capability. And, you know, all this is happening to show American resolve on securing the border and the administration's resolve. But really nothing is going to be truly resolved until we have comprehensive immigration reform, and who knows when that's going to happen.